That's sound from Friday's game. The gym was packed, which Coach David Anderson says isn't unusual for a Friday night. And that weekend, the Bears got their second win of the season.
Friday night's game was a great game, a close game. Saturday's game, we ended up winning by 17 points, I think it was. So if they win, then you got to make adjustments just like their coach will do. We didn't make too many adjustments for Saturday night's game because of winning on Friday. We had some kids in foul trouble on Saturday. We threw some other kids in there, and they did great. And they adjusted well to what was going on, and the kids shot a lot better.
There were some Kenai athletes at the game who towered above the Kodiak players.
And we have to adjust to that. We have a couple of kids, Wesley Walker, just a real hard-nosed player out there. He can probably guard anybody in the state. It doesn't matter how tall they are.
The athletes can also change their approach depending on the other team's advantages, like height.
This kind of team like that, you could be a little bit more physical with them. Yeah, and that's what we try to do, touch them a little bit more in the game and, be a little bit more physical with the teams that are rebounding and stuff like that. And we work on rebounding tremendous a lot during the week because we know if we're getting out rebounded, we're going to get beat bad.
Anderson says the Bears now have 3 wins to 12 losses overall and have 9 games left.
You know, this time of the year, we've got them in such great shape. The only thing we worry about is the mental part of the game right now and making sure that they're doing the things that we've designed for them that we think is going to be the best for them to play, that they're not making those mistakes down the stretch.
He says if Kodiak is successful at regional games, they'll qualify for the state tournament. The Bears play against Soldotna tonight, which could get them to 3-5 for the region if they win. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.